This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official, in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump on Saturday. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars of aid to Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina said Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides, former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Both were on a July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Morrison largely confirmed previous testimony given by other witnesses. Williams said that President Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigations struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Hong Kong riot police fired volleys of tear gas at protesters emerging from a university campus Sunday as overnight violence restarted. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrances to five universities in the city and stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. Hours earlier, squads of Chinese Army soldiers helped to clear debris that has blocked key roads in the city for days. This